The mayor joins us this morning. How are you today?
I'm terrific. How are you doing?
The mayor from College Station. We have more than one mayor here. Doing fine, thank you. We were just talking about, I guess it was Frederick, Maryland, huh? It just says Frederick there, and so I'm not sure. Anyway, we're talking about a city councilman in Frederick, Maryland, who's upset with the newspaper, and he said that they should not use his name in any articles from now on without his permission ahead of time.
Good luck.
Yeah, so they mean, well, what happens is they were discussing city council parking places. Have you all ever discussed that?
No, we have behind the building, we have 7 spots that are designated for council.
Yeah, yeah. If they don't show up, then it's a free-for-all, but that's okay. You know. So how are you to start the new year?
I'm terrific. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I was looking at the agenda, your workshop agenda, and your regular agenda this week. Things are a little bit quiet. Now, you're adding some money to the budget. I see that. Now, what happened? Y'all left something off and it's costing more than you thought, or what?
No, basically, the lion's share of that is money that was allocated last year, and for whatever reason, it wasn't spended. Like, we have a hazmat truck that's, you know, it's not just going to the used car lot to pick out a car.
Some a little specialized.
And so some of the specifications weren't met, so it wasn't delivered in our fiscal year 2014. The money was allocated last year, and so we need to just kind of switch it from last year's budget to this year's budget, and that's $3 million. And then we have a gateway project, you know, where we can get, you know, a nice sign.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to do that. That's $150,000.
What's it look like?
Well,
flowers and birds?
No.
Have birds chirping anything?
Unless they build a nest. I don't think so. And then $41,000 for a study for police facility in front of our bond committee.
How much was the sign?
Well, we're going to have several signs.
Oh, okay.
We've allocated $150,000.
Well,
we don't know how much it'll actually cost.
The reason I ask is I was driving out of Bush yesterday, and, you know, they've got a high-definition screen behind it. It says, Welcome to Houston, and it shows different things from around the city in the back, and I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, I don't think we're going that way.
Okay. Hot money?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, we could try on that. We could see.
Yeah, I don't know for sure if it is or isn't.
One of the things I know that y'all are going to talk about in workshop today is tomorrow. What traffic is doing during football games. I mean, it's a hassle and all that, but really for the city, there's some expense involved.
There is. We participated in the first 4 phases of the study, and we're doing a phase 5, which it's $100,000, and the city's share is $18,000. The county, City of Bryan, the university is all participating in that.
Well, not
and
so much
basically, you know, we're going to have these highway signs that, you know, will flash and, you know, will tell you the road is closed or something. And so that's part of the expense to do that. And then to study real time what's happening so that they can change things around. So the idea is to get people out and on their way as quickly as possible. Because once the game's over and you want to go wherever it is you want to go, you want to get there quickly.
Sure. And I know that's part of, you know, we've been talking about this for a couple of years, and we're going to finally start to see it coming to fruition, I guess. Kind of a smart, real-time management of traffic in College
Correct.
Station. And
yeah.
It's any number of cities needs it. The fact that you're moving in that direction is important.
Yeah, and that's an expensive item. It's an intelligent traffic system, and it's new controllers in the boxes, and it's the ability to real-time see the intersections and move traffic along quickly.
Nancy Berry joined us this morning. I'm not angry about anything today. I don't have anything to grouse about yet. It's early in the year, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm glad.
So
things are going well in College Station.
They are, you know. Yeah, it is. It's a good thing. They're building more hotels. I see that every time I turn around. It looks like they're starting another one. It's really kind of amazing. Yeah. It really is. It's interesting because we were discussing, I guess, yesterday, that the Wall Street Journal is trying to tie the R word, recession, to Texas because of oil. But, you know, it just proves we have so much more, there's so diverse sources of revenue in this state and in this area.
I think the state reliance on economy is 8% on the oil industry or something like that.
Yeah.
And so it's not, but I mean, you know, oil prices go down, it's going to have a ripple effect throughout the economy. Of course, with gas prices low, that's a boost to the economy.
We hope so. Be sure and tell everybody to come here and visit all the wonderful things. Well, what else? What else do you have for us this morning?
Well, I have gotten a warning from our water department to please turn off your sprinkler systems. Not only are you supposed to wrap your plants and bring your pets inside, please turn off your sprinkler system. We don't want busted pipe with water going down the street and icing conditions.
You know, I have to go do that today. I got to go turn off my sprinkler system at a house because I didn't last year. And I ended up having a beautiful fountain. It was a wonderful, wonderful water event.
And then your leaves were frozen, and it really looked nice.
Yeah.
And, all that stuff.
Yeah. But use some common sense there, too. And you don't have to leave the water dripping, right? You don't have to do that.
No, if you wrap your outside
faucet. You wrap your pets, and you bring your pipes inside.
No, yeah. Whichever works better for you.
Exactly. All right. What else you got for us?
Well, we have the College Station Citizen University sign-ups. That's a great opportunity for citizens to learn about the city. Learn about police. You learn about fire. You learn about public works. You learn about our public communications. You learn... It's a broad course where you get to meet city staff, which are terrific, and learn a lot about the city, and it's a great opportunity.
So how many weeks does that thing, because it like, how many weeks does that last?
I'm not exactly sure, but I think maybe like 10.
Okay, yeah, and you got to make a commitment to be there, because it's a limited number.
Yeah.
And if you ever thought you wanted to be a city council member, after you do that, you won't want to. You'll just go.
Either that or you will.
Well, or you will. That's true.
Goes one way or the other.
You could be taking it with future city council members. Yeah.
Okay. And then the other thing is our Commitment 5K and FitFest, which was scheduled for New Year's because of bad weather, is rescheduled for this Saturday at Wolfpack.
It's not going to be any better. It may, in fact, be worse than it was then. But, do what you can. When you got an event planned in January, you take your best shot, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the time this morning. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
That's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station.